Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, former Met Erin forecaster Evelyn Cusack is with me in studio today. Evelyn, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, Andrea. Thanks so much. It's great to see you in action there.
It's lovely to meet you in person because I know we've spoke many times over the years over the phone. You were here to answer our listeners' questions for this week's Ask Me Anything about life as a weather forecaster.
I hope I can remember now. Yeah. It's 2 years since I retired.
No bother to you at all. How did you get into it?
Well, I did physics in UCD. I just followed my sister Anne and my brother Dennis's footsteps. It wasn't any great decision. And then while I was in UCD, a colleague, Aidan Nulty, had just got a job with Met Erin. So he said, hey, you might be good at that. And so I actually applied for it and actually got it. So I'm afraid it's not very glamorous. I was never sort of dreaming of being a weatherman, but you know, yeah. I really liked it
because you can work for Met Erin in the Met office, and then I suppose part of that job is obviously the broadcasting.
It's only one small part.
Yes, yeah, but you can also work for Met Erin and maybe never appear in front of camera or on
radio.
Oh
yeah, and I can assure you, most of Met Erin staff don't want to appear.
Yeah.
It's only us show-offs that do it. Like we have IT experts, we have climatologists, we have observations, instruments, you know, like there's all these ranges, and we employ engineers, chemists, physicists and mathematicians. So it's a great career.
We've this question from Mark.
Hi, Evelyn. How can a meteorologist predict the weather?
Mark, well, actually, nowadays anybody can because you can just get your Met Erin app,
and
you have an hour-by-hour forecast for 10 days ahead. Now, that's not like when I started I'm retired, nearly 45 years ago. We used to draw the charts out by pencil, and like really we could just forecast about 24 hours ahead.
Okay.
So I suppose the question mark is, you know, where does the app get the forecast, if you like? And that's all down to meteorological models. Now, meteorological models aren't good-looking weather presenters. They're actually mathematical descriptions of the atmosphere.
Okay.
So you, very, very briefly, you measure the weather all around the world, say at midday today, all the weather stations. Mm. So you measure temperature, pressure, humidity, wind, sunshine. And then you have the satellites, which are like the giant cameras in the sky, and they're taking pictures. So you build up a picture of the weather at, say, 12 o'clock today. And then push that into a supercomputer, and then it's put into a weather model, which is a kind of mathematical description of the atmosphere. So you fast forward the initial conditions at midday forward in time using the laws of physics.
Okay.
Because weather is just the movement of air.
Yeah.
The sun heats the ground heats the air, and the earth's spinning. That's all weather
that's
is.
How
now
you do
it's
it.
Very complicated.
Yeah,
and that's why we need supercomputers.
Right, we have a question from Ben.
Hi, Evelyn. What type of education or training is required to become a meteorologist?
Hi, Ben. Well, again, you can be an amateur one, and like some people are on social media and just use the Met Erin app. Now, if you want to come to work in Met Erin, we'd love to have you. Good grounding in maths is important.
Most physics and applied maths.
Applied maths, anything like that. Now, we do employ chemists as well because we have a laboratory, very good laboratory that analyses the air samples and the ozone. And we employ engineers as well. You know, all our equipment, we have 80 weather stations around the country. So that all has to be maintained to WMO standard, the World Meteorological Organization standard. So that's engineers, mathematicians to help with those complicated models. So anything in this sort of sciences area.
Yeah, but as you said, you'd want to love maths, really.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of people do, but they're put off. You know, they're put off. And I blame the parents in some ways. They say, I was never any good at maths. Yeah. Especially, unfortunately, the moms sometimes say that. Now, I'm not getting down
on
them.
I know.
You know, if you've had a bad experience maybe at school,
can like, turn you off.
Who wants to do maths in their spare time?
This question from Lynn.
Hi, Evelyn. Why does the weather change so quickly?
Oh gosh, I wish I knew exactly why. But in Ireland, the weather is very changeable. And like, that's a cliche, but it's true. Whereas, say, obviously, if you're in the Sahara, it doesn't change. Yeah. It's dry, hot and sunny all the time. And the Canaries, that's why people go to the Canaries, because it's normally fine. There's a big high pressure there, a nice calm zone. But at our latitudes, it's just due to the rotation of the Earth and our distance from the sun that where Ireland is, it's a clash between polar air coming down from the north and warmer air coming up from the south. And where those two air masses clash, that's what we call a front, a weather front, taken after the World War One fronts, you know, the Western front, because it's like two opposing armies, the cold army and the warm army. But unfortunately, at our front, there's the heavy rain and then there's showers on the north. And so you can go from a warm day to a wet day to a cold day, you know, within 24 hours.
Another question from Jennifer.
Hi, Evelyn. How far in advance can you predict severe weather events?
Oh, gosh. Well, we're getting better and better, especially since I left.
No, but
in the last 2 years, like Metairn have brought on a new model, weather model on board, and have invested in a supercomputer, which is based in Iceland with colleagues in Iceland, Denmark, and the Netherlands. So it's called a sort of a Nordic alliance. And this gives very high quality storm warnings to about 3 days in advance. And that's how come Storm Éowyn was forecast so well.
Okay, roughly about 3 days.
For,
severe weather.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we don't want to be... Now, there is a 10-day guidance, but Ireland is so small, you know, that... Say day 10, you know there's a storm coming, but it might zip to the south or the north. So you don't want to be given out fake warnings.
Now, Heather is wondering.
How do you use the green screen to show the weather? How can you see where you're pointing?
Well, first of all, when I was there, it used to be a blue screen, but now it's a green screen. Unfortunately, with a blue screen, you couldn't wear blue. And like, blue is one of my favourite colours. But anyway, it's now green. So what it is in the background, away from the viewer, there's two little monitors on either side. So you kind of turn around and point. So it's sort of action at a distance. Look, it's weird when you do it first, but you get used to it.
Yeah, like everything else. Lee has sent in this question.
Hi, Evelyn. Have you ever gotten the weather completely wrong and how did you handle it?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it is one of those things.
Thanks, Lee. You know, you asked that question very nicely. And unfortunately, weather forecasting is not foolproof. Now, compared to when I started off in 1982, it has become unbelievably accurate. I mean, if you told me when we started doing farming forecasts on television, I think in 1990... we used to try and give a forecast for a week ahead. When you think now, I go back to the app, like we've 10-day forecasts, which are amazing. But I'm not saying they're perfect. And the big problem, it's if you've ever heard of chaos theory, because we don't know the initial conditions fully, then when you've used the physics equations to project it on in time, you get errors propagating. So... really, it's because the weather is just so complicated, we have to use approximations all the time in the models, but they are improving all the time.
Anthony has got in touch to ask this.
How accurate are weather models today compared to 10 or 20 years ago?
Well, I think I just answered that, Anthony.
Well, actually, I can to update that perhaps from another listener wondering, will AI change weather forecast?
Yeah, now I don't know a lot about it because since my 2 years, it is just... come in, and it's a really rapidly developing science. And Matt Aaron are sponsoring a professorship of AI in UCD. So if anyone's interested in that, but it looks like it will help recognize patterns. It's training on 40 years of data and may help in search and rescue and locating riptides and all sorts. So it's a really exciting field.
Sean has this question.
Hi, how do you stay up to date with the latest research and technology in terms of the weather tracking?
Good man, yeah, that's brilliant. Well, now, obviously, I don't know, I'm retired. Woohoo! Although we did for the book. But the there's continuous professional development. So the forecasters come in, they've all their first class honours degrees in maths and physics or whatever. And we do send them off training with ECMWF, that's the European Centre for Medium Range Weather Forecasting. And there are courses funded by the WMO, the World Meteorological Organization as well. Really, weather is an international organisation because the weather that hits Ireland today is probably across the Atlantic 5 days ago. Mm. And the weather that hits America is you know, in the Pacific. So it's really, it's an amazing community, and there's free data and free sharing of expertise, because it's in everyone's interests, Andrea.
To keep an eye on the weather.
Yeah.
There's something you've been doing in your retirement or in your spare time. Yeah. You have it with you here in studio today. Your new book, They Say It Might Rain.
Yes.
So this is really for people, I suppose, that have an interest in the weather forecast, how you compile it. What else, Evelyn?
Yeah, well, I think I really loved all the questions because they're really, you know, they got to the heart of the matter.
It's a fascinating job.
Well, it is, but I hope we've covered a lot of it in the book. And look, if they don't want to buy it, they can probably get it in the library. But I'd love if people would read it. And my favourite page is page 204, which your grandfather.
I know.
On it.
Yeah, there, you Michael very kindly Gilligan. Showed me this before we came on air today, because my grandfather, he was in Metheron when you were there.
Oh, he was a senior forecaster and I was assigned to him. He was my mentor. So when I went in on day one, he looked after me and he was so kind and such a gentleman and really knowledgeable. And like he'd say things there, satellites, oh, that's a queer ball of cloud and all that. And he loved going back to Fermanagh.
Yeah,
you know, he wanted to retire back there, you know, when he retired. But unfortunately, he got sick.
He
and we were all devastated, you know.
So this is a photograph from the Irish Meteorological Service from 1971.
The weathermen. Yeah. I mean, look at them. Aren't they gorgeous? So they were all
fantastic
weathermen.
Picture.
Now, you see, there were no women in Metheron until 1978. Isn't that incredible?
Oh, my gosh.
There was actually no females at all. So we have to thank the EEC for getting inequality in employment. Mm. And Evelyn Murphy then from Galway became the first woman on television. I actually can't remember the date. I have it there. I think it was 1985. And she created such a splash. She was in all the newspapers.
Yeah.
The front page. First weather woman.
Weather forecaster.
Because it really was the weatherman.
It's a fantastic book. So they say it might rain. But we are kind of obsessed with the weather, aren't we, in Ireland?
Yeah, well, as one of your callers said earlier, why is the weather so variable? I mean, literally this morning, I was nearly drowned out of it.
And I know. The sun was shining before I came on air.
The roads are flooded in Dublin and now it's really hot.
The highs and lows of our weather and climate system. They Say It Might Rain by Evelyn Cusack and Seamus Walsh. Evelyn, thanks a million for popping
thank
in today.
You.
Really,
and
it was lovely to see you in person.
Thank you. And thanks for all the lovely questions.
Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.